I guess that it might be time to do this. Thanks to Happy Horse Produce on La Trobe Street in Delacombe, it's...
It's PT's Friday Funny!
Now, Brett, I did mention to Danny earlier that she's going to be a happy lady.
Really?
Maybe not, given the Friday Funny is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages long.
Some of us have got other work to do, PT.
I'm going to name a sleeping bag for this one.
Oh, I'm just joking. It's half a page.
There's the Friday Funny.
There's the Friday Funny right there.
We're laughing already.
I'm giving up the boom tish straight up. That's my line, Danny.
It's Woody Woodpecker.
Really? Do it again.
I can't too much already.
I challenge you to do that. Oh, there's a snort again. That's three this week. I challenge you to do that at the start of the 9 o'clock news.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm Danielle Delalam.
Oh, if you didn't hear this segment, you wouldn't get it.
two young boys, Brett and Paul, spent the. It's 43 days till Christmas. So I have to preface that
right.
In real terms.
Right.
In today's terms, it's 43 days till Christmas. Two young boys, Brett and Paul, spent the night at their grandparents. At bedtime, the two boys knelt beside their beds to say their prayers when the youngest, Brett, began praying at the top of his lungs. Ooh. I pray for a new bike. I pray for a new PlayStation. I pray for a new phone.
Expensive tastes.
Yeah. Yeah, very expensive tastes. Yeah. And he wants the Pro Max, the iPhone 14. When he was done, his older brother, that's me, Paul, leaned over and nudged his younger brother and said, Brett, why are you shouting out your prayers? God isn't deaf, you know. Little brother replied, no, but Grandma is.
Nice work.
Good advice.
Shortest Friday Funny ever, I think.
We love to see it.
Although it did take a little while to get there.
It's the journey, not the destination, though, right, guys?
Very true. Very true. Brett and Danielle, have a wonderful weekend.
You too, PT.